It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to our program and welcome to a Thursday. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and on today's show, we've got a lot of great music to play for you for the next hour. Coming at you from Studio 4 in downtown D.C., I also have a guest, a special guest in my broadcast past. We will be talking to her in just a couple of minutes, so hang around. And before we get to her, Dai Yirong from Beijing, let's play a song for Ludic Izat Nana Poku Lucifer. That's a long name. Try and say that fast. And this is Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody. How about you? Let's go for a dance. This is Border Crossings.
Clock strikes upon
Border Crossings and going back in time to Whitney Houston's collection of hits, I Want to Dance with Somebody, a request from Ludic Izzat, and maybe I'll be dancing with you. Maybe I'll be dancing with Lamin Abdul Touré or Tamba Yambasu or Kasa Kasu Obai Kamara. How about Gino Gaetano, who's in Kuwait along with Jenny, Neri, Ann, Poging, Joseph, and all of the staff at the Waleed Pinoy Superstore in Kuwait. Or maybe I'll dance with Dai Rong.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
Wow, I'm fine.
This is like a trip down memory lane for me, because for the benefit of our audience who are just tuning in, Dai Rong, who is now the channel director at Metro 94.5 FM in Beijing,
yes,
is my first partner. I never had a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Until you. You were my
very first.
Co-host. Yeah. You were my first.
Okay.
And that would have been, what, 92?
93, actually.
93.
Yes.
And you came in from Beijing.
Yes.
To Hong Kong, where I was living.
Right.
And we hosted a program every single night.
Called Joy FM.
Joy FM. And it was half in English and half
Chinese.
Right. And you're 100% full Chinese.
And, yes.
And so you are now here in Washington, D.C., because you're passing through on the way to New York.
Yes.
But your primary reason for being in the United States...
For the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Which was huge.
Yes.
Huge.
Yes.
And you were just... So it was in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And that's where you were. And where did it take place? In a casino, hotel type?
Actually, it's in the brand new... It's a really new, like... only in use for 6 months. It's called T-Mobile Arena.
The T-Mobile Arena.
Yes.
And how many people were in the arena?
That will be over 20,000.
Over 20,000. Yes. So this was a big event. I know they've been talking about this festival for a long time.
Right.
And anybody in music was there.
Yeah.
Now, who was your favorite or favorites?
Well, yes, it's really hard to say because just to check the lineup of this year, they've got, you know, my favorite, like U2 and Sting. They all showed up, you know.
Like, U2 performed
this?
Yes, wow.
U2 and Sting. Actually, U2 is the headliner for the first night. Mm-hmm. And we have Sting, Usher, and also like Tears for Fears. You just
Tears for Fear. So this is more like an 80s thing then.
Yes. This year they've got some really, you know, like legendary, you know, bands there. But they still have a lot of like, Ariana Grande, you know, like a Sia. I think Ariana Grande and a Sia is my favorite.
Your favorites. You know? You were probably on your feet the whole time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yes.
Yeah, along with everybody else there.
Like every night it lasts... about like probably longer than 5 hours. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you flew 13 hours, 14 hours to get here.
Yes.
And so you're covering it for your station.
Yes.
Metro 94.5
and
FM.
It's not only two nights. They have a daytime village, you know, like they have like all the new stars, new rising stars, like Troye Sivan, you know, like the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
You know,
Chainsmokers are huge. They're number one right now on the
chart. Yeah, they are huge. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, Dai Rong is here, and this is like memory lane for me. It's like deja vu.
Wow. Yeah, me too. You know, like bring back all the memories.
25 years ago, and it doesn't seem like a day's gone by. It just seems like we're still in Hong Kong doing our thing.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, she's going to join us for the hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Beijing radio and TV and in her life. So hang around with us for the hour. You're welcome to call in 202-619-2077 to make a request. Emmanuel Gaboya wants me to play this next song, which is a duo, an EDM music duo, who are Brett Height and James Sunderland. They go by the band name of Friendship, and this is their current hit with Emily Warren for Emmanuel in Sierra Leone, and this is called Capsize.
Up at night, I'm awake because it haunts me. Did I never got to say what I want to? Same as I was with you. I would jump out my skin just to get you.
Oh my God, oh my God.
How could you have ever known if I never let it show? Now I just wanna know. Oh,
I'm fine, trapped in the
month that you left me. Never come easy, 'cause you're more than they ever could be.
Oh my God, oh my God.
How could you have ever known if I never let it show? Now I just wanna know.
Taylor Swift, and you're on Border Crossings.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
Border Crossings, Taylor Swift, a request from George King Gansa, and also for Vincent Maloba, Mars Marjmujer, Torabio, Cave Mad, Brian Cabasso, Carl Coley, Mary Buckman, and Mohammed Abdullahi, Isha Mansare, Danny Faseha, and all of those tuned in to Border Crossings right now. And the song is called 22, which is about how many years it's been since I've seen you last. It's Dai Rong. She's here from Metro 94.5 FM in Beijing. And yes, you just sent me a photo of your radio station.
Yes.
So I'm going to put that up on the Facebook page.
Cool.
Looks like a really cool place. Now, you said you met Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Last November, because she performed three nights in Shanghai. Yeah, last November.
And what happened? Yeah. How did you meet her? What'd she say?
Yes, we met her backstage. Yes, because invited by Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom, can you believe that? You know, like, bring us, like, show us around the backstage, like, told us, the, like, how the show, it's the tour, you know, like, mm-hmm. actually they started, I think, in, they ended in Australia, Melbourne. I forgot where they started, but it's like several months' time, you know. So her mom introduces everything and show us where all the dancers change, you know, like where put all the, you know, video clips, her cats, you know, like everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Her mom's name is Andrea, and she has she was diagnosed with cancer a year ago.
Yeah, but she looks really nice.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
And so
yes.
What did Taylor say to you when you finally met Taylor?
Well, Taylor, we just, you know, like take a picture, you know, sign... you know,
so
sign our sweat. Yeah,
she was
really
in
quick.
And out real
yes.
fast, probably
yes.
getting ready for the show. But.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. And that was in Beijing. And I imagine in...
No, actually, it's in Shanghai.
Oh, Shanghai.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I imagine in China, during your radio career, because you now run this pop channel, Metro 94.5, I'm sure you've met many, many stars and talked to many stars on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyone stand out above the rest? Is there any particular person you had a chance to meet, interview, that was better than the rest?
Bruno Mars, I think.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
What made his interview better than anybody else?
I think he's really nice. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the rest were mean.
No. Most of them are really nice, you know.
So if people want to listen to you, you're not on the air really regularly. You run the channel.
Yes.
And it's a very popular channel, you said.
Yes.
A lot of people tune in throughout Beijing and throughout China.
Because this is the only place that... not the only radio station, but because I used to work at a radio station, it's called HFM, and also I started like 13 years ago.
Right. Virgin Radio, wasn't that what it was called?
You used to
be with Virgin
Radio.
Not
really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And before that, you were with the Chinese Radio Government Network, CRI.
Mm-hmm. CRI, yes.
And that's where you and I met at that
yes.
time.
Yes, well, yeah.
So, wow, your career is kind of expansive. You've been doing this a long, long time.
Yeah.
That's great.
But I enjoyed it.
Well, of course. You've got to do something you love doing.
Yes. Right.
And so it's a lot of fun. Well, we'll talk more about that and some other things going on in the music scene in China, because I'm very curious to know about how things are going in the radio world music scene, you know, across the pond, about 8,000 miles away from where we're sitting right now. But before we do that, let's play a request for Foodie. And Foodie wants me to play a oldie but a goodie. This one goes way back. We're talking, blow the dust off this song. This is from the 50s, and it's a great love song sung by a great R&B group called The Platters. And this one is called Only You.
Only you.
Border Crossings, and that is a Platters classic, Only You. And, of course, they've sung Twilight Time and The Great Pretender and quite a few other songs, the Platters, over the years. My name is Larry London. Thank you very much for the requests and the dedications, and thank you, Foodie, for taking us down memory lane once again. I want to say hello to a bunch of folks who said hello to Dai Yirong and welcomed you to our studios, Yukar Kanal, Danny Faseha, Kave and Vincent Maloba, Ria Lorvin in the Philippines. Vincent wrote, we're listening to you and your guest on 107.5 FM here in Nairobi, Kenya.
Wow.
And Joseph Munyao said, welcome to Miss Yirong. So you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And it's a blast from the past. Now, talk about oldies. You and I met, and there we were, put together on what was called a Metro Broadcast Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
FM Select was the channel I ran.
Yes.
And we did a Joy FM show every
yes.
night. And I don't know if people are listening to us in China. We do get email occasionally from people from China who managed to get us either on the internet when mm-hmm. the internet's available, and they also pick us up other ways, shortwave and things like that. So we get a lot of listeners in China, and I'm sure you know the voice of Dai Yirong from Metro, more than music. I like that slogan.
Yeah,
more
thank
than,
you.
So what's the more part?
Well, the more part is like we focused more than like music. Mm-hmm. More than music is like on a lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
because they listen to, the radio station, Metro Radio in Beijing is compared to the other radio stations, other commercial radio stations, it's more or less, it's kind of like we target on a niche market
mm-hmm.
because we're playing all the international hits,
mm-hmm.
like the top 40 around the world. So that's, you know, like the loyalty of the people listen to the radio station is really high.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we will love to introduce a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Other than music, you know.
Now, when I was working there, going to Beijing and visiting,
yeah.
there wasn't a lot of, at least, I mean, you know, there was more interest in the Western pop music, the,
mm-hmm.
the English music from America. How's the music scene in Beijing these days?
These days, like, I think the international hits is more and more popular
mm-hmm.
these days because of young kids, you know, they grown up with internet,
mm-hmm.
they listen to a lot of, like, international hits,
mm-hmm.
so that's why, you know, there's in China, in the TV reality shows, you know, a lot of young kids are singing English songs.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always interesting to me, when we did our show together 20-something years ago,
mm-hmm.
the most requested acts we would get
uh-huh.
were the Carpenters.
Yes, nowadays it's Ariana Grande.
Everybody okay. wants Ariana Grande, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting, and I'm sure Taylor Swift and,
yes,
and people
yes.
like that who have beautiful voices,
yeah.
easy to understand English,
right.
Nice melodies and nice lyrics. Now, one memory stands out in my mind from my experiences in China, above
mm-hmm.
all other memories,
mm-hmm.
and I believe you and I did this together. I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, when Roxette came to Beijing.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that? That was, we were
of
one of
course.
The very first.
Very unforgettable to, memories.
And we were one of the very first to bring an English singing band to Beijing to perform. I know Duran Duran had done it before us.
No, not Duran Duran. It's the Wham.
Wham came
Wham,
there?
Oh, Wham. Yes.
Okay, Wham.
Wham, that's like 10 years before. I think Roxette came to Beijing, performed in Beijing, that's in 1995, I guess.
That's right.
Yes.
We brought them there.
Yes.
Our
and
little
then,
program, our one-hour little
Joy
program.
Joy FM.
Joy
yes.
FM brought Roxette to Beijing, and we filled up the arena. The whole
yes,
arena was
and
sold
it's
out.
Huge.
Yeah, big
you know?
Arena.
Yeah.
And you and I got on stage together.
Yeah.
And said hi to everybody.
Wow.
And that was a memory. That was something that I'll never forget.
Yeah. That's actually a lot of people nowadays still remember the Roxette show.
Wow. They
yes.
forgot Larry London and Joy FM, but they remember the Roxette show. Well, it is great to have you with us, and we're going to continue to talk to Dai Yirong as we make our way through an hour of requests on this Thursday. This is a request from Muhammad Ibrahim, and he's in Zuru, and asked us to play this one from Rihanna called Love on the Brain.
Put me together and throw me against the wall. just to get close to you. Could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Just to get close to you, could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
On VOA 1's Border Crossings.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm. Like a sleepy blue ocean, you fill up my senses. Come fill me again. Come let me love you. Let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the day. ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me again.
Border Crossings, John Denver. And Annie's song for Rhea Lorvin, and that was a big hit in 1974. John Denver wrote that song for his wife at the time, Annie, and he wrote it on a ski lift.
Wow.
While he was skiing in Aspen, Colorado, the song came to him. He was such a gifted entertainer, performer, songwriter, singer. And I'll never forget, speaking of being in Hong Kong and living in Hong Kong, I played golf with him in Hong Kong when he came in for a concert.
Wow, I think I still remember you played golf with a lot of like celebrity superstars.
Yes, Kenny G.
Yes.
And quite a few other, and the local ones.
Local, yes.
Alan Tam.
Like Alan Tam, yes.
He loved to play golf too. So yeah, John Denver, that'll always stand out in my mind. But thank you, Rhea, for the request here on Border Crossings. Chani Chan, Hope. Said hi to Dai Yirong.
Thank you.
And Quabena Tuumasi is with us. Donna Tuus Chorbe. Ayan Donna Pever said hello. Kailash Kal Poe. I got a message from a listener in St. Petersburg in Russia who is tuned in right now. And so thank you, everybody. Amulu Geda Makuria is also tuned in. So hello to everybody, and thank you for listening to Border Crossings. And we are welcoming Dai Yirong back. I'm welcoming her back to the airwaves with me for the first time in 25 years, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I don't know the exact year. I know I left Hong Kong in 1996.
Uh-huh.
But when you said we started Joy in 92?
92, and I joined you, become your very first partner in 93, yes.
And that was a lot of fun. We had a good time, didn't we? We had a lot of guests come into our studios.
Right. And Fei Wong.
Fei Wong,
yes.
Who I think...
She's so popular in China.
Still very popular. Beijing and Hong Kong,
still very popular.
Tremendously talented, the Chinese artists, like Jackie Chung.
Yes.
And people like that. It was unbelievable. I had a great time living in Asia for the 7 years I lived there. I miss a lot of it. And what really made me miss it even more was when I watched the Olympics.
Beijing.
You guys did a fantastic job.
Wow.
I mean, the opening ceremony, no one's going to touch that.
Wow, yes.
No one's going to touch that. That was just amazing, breathtaking.
I believe that because during that time, I was in China. And later on, when I interviewed Kasabian, you know, like there's a band from UK. They performed in Malaysia, so I have an opportunity to talking to them. And when I asked, you know, how much do you know about China, and they say, you know, the Olympics and the Great Wall. Mm. Okay,
that's it.
Yeah,
the Great Wall.
Anyway,
and I know I remember when I came to visit Beijing for the first time, and you met me at the airport. The first thing that she did, Dai Yirong did, was take me to a restaurant and try to get me to eat scorpions.
I used to remember that.
That's something you don't forget. It's not every day you get a plate of scorpions served to you. Is that the common food in China?
Actually, it's not really that common, you know. Like, people in South China would love to have such a, like, a little bit creepy food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's not going
to be... Actually, to be honest, I don't eat scorpions.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Fried scorpions.
Fried scorpions. Not going to be on the menu at McDonald's anytime soon. Get yourself some fried scorpions. Well, anyway, it's great to see you and to have you in our studios. And she'll be with us for just a little bit longer until we finish up here on our Thursday program. And if people want to get in touch with Metro FM, how do they do that?
Well, they probably will. We have a lot of apps, you know, like you need to download apps to listen to us.
Okay, so Metro 94.5 FM in Beijing for all the pop music and all the great presenters. And you even got Ryan Seacrest as one of
Your... we do, yeah. Like, he's on air 4 hours from every weekday.
All right.
Yes,
cool.
From Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday.
Yes.
All right, here's a request from Hannah Kim Heal. And Justin Bieber, big in China?
Yes.
A lot of people, the Beliebers in China?
Yeah, young people, yes. Crazy about him.
Well, here's one of his earliest hits. This is a song that put him on the map, and this is called Baby.
You love me. I know you care. Just shout whenever. 13, I have my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby, and nobody came between us or could ever come above. She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. Woo! She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really wanna see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing, cause she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying,
Border Crossings on VOA 1. Thank you.
Gotta stir it up. It's Bob Marley on Border Crossings, a request from Nigeria, and Owusuwau, who's listening to the show. So thank you for checking in with us and calling 202-619-2077. Again, the number's 202-619-2077. And I have a friend, a longtime friend, and my very first radio co-host, and we did this radio show together for about 5 years, I guess, in Hong Kong, 4 or 5 years, something like that. And she now runs a radio station in Beijing called Metro 94.5 FM on the biggest network in China, Radio Beijing.
Yes.
And so Dai Yirong is in our studios. And I wanted to ask, you've been here a few days now.
Yes.
And you've been to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you landed in Los Angeles.
I landed in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
You're going, you're in D.C., you're going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go home on the 6th of October,
yeah.
What have you seen, what have you done, besides the iHeartRadio Festival here in the United
States?
That's
actually sort of like my holiday, mm-hmm. you know. So
you went
really,
shopping? And
yes, enjoying life.
Mm-hmm. So did you see any other Las
see
Vegas
around,
shows when you were there?
Not really, because the iHeartRadio Festival is like 2 nights, but mm-hmm. they still have a daytime village, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Start from 11 a.m. to sort of like 6, 7 p.m. So mm-hmm. it's really long working day.
Mm.
So it's really tiring.
Mm. Well, yeah. You've always
but
been
it's
a hard
really,
worker.
You know, yeah. Hmm. Always.
always a hard worker. We're going to play one more song before we go and say goodbye. This is a request from Atale Enoch, who's listening to Border Crossings. Adele wrapping up her 25 tour. Congratulations to Adele. Her album 25 was just certified diamond, which doesn't mean much in Asia, I guess, because you don't measure sales the same way we do in America. Everywhere you go, a platinum means different and gold means different. But diamond mm-hmm. is 10 million albums sold.
Wow.
So
yes.
Congratulations to her on that. And here is Adele by request from Atale on Border Crossings. This is Set Fire to the Rain.
I let it fall. My hands, they were strong, but
Adele on Border Crossings. I want to say hi to Andre in Romania, who just checked in. And thank you so much, Dai Yurong, for coming on our show.
Thank you, Larry. I really enjoyed this hour.
And if anyone listening is ever in Beijing, check out Metro Radio 94.5 FM. Thank you so much for being on our program.
Thank you.
Great to see you again. Great to have you on the air.
Me
with
too.
Me. Brings back so many memories. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for joining in and listening to the program. We'll be back tomorrow and wrap up the week at 1500 Universal. Thanks to Wagner, our director, Felicia, who's our producer, and Shenny, who is answering phones today for us. My name's Larry London on the VOA1 Music Network.